You rest in peace. For heaven's sakes, leave me alone.
Funny Elvis parody there, one of many fine works from our guest, Jim Turr of Santa Fe, New Mexico, a man behind Blue Canyon Productions. Jim, good morning.
Well, good morning to you, Jim. Thank you.
Absolutely. We don't often hear, I guess, about people who are more or less one-man bands who may have a ton of creativity but very little in the way of publicity. What all do you do?
Well, I think you probably know me mostly from my song satires and parodies I've been doing for quite a few years, and I do get some a little radio play and some web play on my Blue Canyon satire site, but I guess I make my living more as a video producer, actually.
What is that website?
BlueCanyonSatire.com.
Okay. And, of course, not only is there Jim Turr there, but also his alter ego, Buddy. Who's Buddy?
Oh, Buddy is quite a character. He's kind of a slightly overweight, slightly Republican country singer, but by golly, we love him, and he's getting a little bit of popularity. He's got a lot of songs and short videos on the web these days.
All right.
He's very anxious to go to Iraq, by the way, and entertain the troops.
Fair enough, and maybe that opportunity will come. In the meantime, Jim's main, I guess, day job, if you will, his video productions, have now come to fruition in something called Five Frightfully Fine Videos. And what all would you have included on this particular DVD?
Well, Jim, these are actually educational videos I've done over the past 7 years with various contributions from foundations and few individuals and corporations. These are on the subjects of interviews with World War II veterans, including Tony Hillerman, who lives here in New Mexico, and one is interviews with 7 survivors of the Holocaust. I did one, and then more recently I did 3, one of which is Reading Frenzy, interviewing kids who like to read, teenagers who like to read, with the intention of making it more interesting to other, you know, encouraging other teenagers to read.
That was called Reading Frenzy, I believe.
Right, right. And then one called 6-Minute Manufacturing, which is kind of harkens back to the films I think you and I used to see when we were in school, those factory manufacturing films that I just thought were so fascinating. So I shot some factory stuff here in New Mexico and put an emphasis on the idea of, staying in school, learning computers, science, math, and so on. And these are all these videos were originally intended for high school students and have been distributed to high schools and libraries and so on.
One particular one that has gotten a lot of acclaim is the driving safety video, No Bloodshed, The High Road to Understanding Driving Danger.
Yes, and I had a particular interest in that because I have nieces and nephews who at the time were teenagers, and I always considered myself lucky that I lived through that period, that sort of daring, heedless mentality you get into as a teenager, where, and a lot of us as adults just don't appreciate the forces involved in driving. So I tried to make a video that would make that point without using gore and blood. Because some of the driver's training instructors told me that the kids like that, like the gore. So I took that as a creative challenge to create a video that would, slow kids down but not use blood and gore. And it seems to work.
Now, in the work that you do as virtually a one-man band, it's got to be really hard to get distribution for stuff like this because you don't have the massive media contacts and the ways of priming the pump, if you will, to let people know about what you're doing. How do you manage?
Well, I know Jim Bohannon. That's the battle. well, actually, the funding I got for these videos included funding to distribute them to all the high schools and libraries in my state, New Mexico, as well as in Hawaii, where I also had some funding. And I've also sent a couple copies to every state library in the United States, so they are theoretically available to everyone in the country. But I do get good reviews in the library journals and Billboard and even Newsweek and other professional library journals. I've gotten quite a few. So libraries around the country do hear about them and order them, high schools and public libraries. But I am, of course, looking anxious to get the word out. I really think this video is something that embodies a bunch of information that any teenager should know, and that I wanted, as I say, my nieces and nephews to know about, and that I wished I had known about as a teenager. So that was my sort of concept behind it.
Okay, let's say that somebody out there is interested in obtaining 5 frightfully fine videos from Jim Turr, which is spelled, by the way, T-E-R-R. Should they go to a website, and if so, which one?
Yes, I have a website for this. It's called BlueCanyonVideo.com. And this DVD, which contains all these videos now, is on there. And also some excerpts, so people can get a sense of what it is, and they can even get some of the value of it without buying it, as far as that goes.
All right, Jim Turr, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jim.
And there you have it. Again, those 5 frightfully fine videos are available at BlueCanyonVideo.com. Interesting story that probably is replicated in a few other circumstances as well. There are not a lot of Jim Turrs around the country, but there are some folks out there of uncommon creativity, and maybe not all of the big-time hype that ordinarily goes with delving one's toe into the murky waters of media attention, but people who perhaps, I guess, in the Internet age increasingly do wind up getting some attention, and Jim's a pretty creative guy, pretty creative guy. We'll take a break on the Jim Bohannon Show. We've got more to come after these messages.